Finally, an AI Jesus has been installed at a church in Switzerland so parishioners can confess their sins at any time. The multilingual bot is housed in the confessional box at St. Peter's Chapel in the city of Lucerne, with a heavenly hologram projected behind the latticed opening. The AI Jesus creators describe it as an experimental art installation aimed at exploring spirituality in the context of artificial intelligence. That's your news update.
Over the intercom, Katie Jane just went, brilliant, I'm on my way.
That's one of the best things I've ever heard.
AI Jesus, confessions at any time of the day or night.
Well, that's going to put priests out of... Well, I know there's a massive shortage of them, so we're going to replace... Who said mass? Father ChatGPT. Jizzy does a lovely mass.
Father Alexa. Father Hey Siri. It's too early to call this mad, is it?
Oh, Jesus.
Literally.
AI.
Hoo-ah!
This is shocking news, Liverpool supporters. Sorry to break the news to you if you haven't already heard. Mo Salah has hit Liverpool with an explosive contract ultimatum warning. He's more likely to leave the club than stay in Anfield.
Aww.
One of the greatest to ever lace up the boots at Liverpool might be on the way out. Now, he is he's coming to the end of his playing career. He's got about, I'd say, 4 or 5 years left.
Okay.
But he's never been in better shape.
Right.
All right. Can I show you a photograph?
You can.
Look at the state of that.
Oh, whoa.
Salah is ripped within an inch of his life.
And I'm far away from that picture.
Yeah. He looks incredible. He'll probably go to Saudi Arabia and make, I don't know, $500,000 a week or something ridiculous like that.
Yeah, Ronaldo-esque.
Yeah, but Mo's on the way out, Liverpool heads.
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
6:51, what's going on?
Big news. Gary Barlow is set to visit Dublin, Killarney and Belfast.
Solo job?
On the Songbook Tour, yes. Gary Barlow was set to embark on the Songbook Tour in 2025. And funny enough, he's coming to Killarney. That's going to be a nice, intimate gig. He's going to take that songs. He's going to do his own songs. It's like, what would you say, a celebration of his 40-year career.
40 years on the go. Wow.
Yeah, 40 years on the go. So that's next April. He's going to be in the INEC in Killarney. And I just think that's wild.
That would make Gary Barlow 56. I'm just obsessed with ages.
You are actually, aren't you?
Since I'll probably be dead
we'll
soon.
We'll have to start sending Chris birthday cards.
Do you see Gary Barlow's son? All the memes.
Oh,
it's the funniest thing on the internet over there. He's 53 now.
Now you overestimated.
So he was hardly 13 when he started to take that, was he?
Maybe they're lying to me.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway,
it says it here. He's 53.
Yeah.
Yeah, singer's solo repertoire spanning 6 records and Take That's Greatest Hits. So that's going to be a lovely gig, actually.
Okay.
Elsewhere, Adele has signed off from her Las Vegas residency after 100 shows. Adele has said she will miss her Las Vegas residency shows terribly, but needs to move on after playing her 100th and final show there on Saturday night.
Needs to spend all the money that she made.
Yeah, and then, like she says, see you next time. We've no idea.
Thank God she didn't say see you next Tuesday.
No.
I got your money. See you next Tuesday.
I'd have been liable to Ron Berg and do that as well, to be honest.
Read anything in front of you, Katie Jane.
Because after her shows in Munich, she did a run of shows in Munich earlier in the year, and I think she kind of left it at, I don't know when I'll be back, but it won't be next year kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So you know the way she does it. But she'll be back. She'll be back at some stage. Finally, Mescal still has a shot at 007 role.
I don't know. Gladiator. I don't know. I like Paul. He's a great actor. I just don't know.
Did you see the Gladiator 2 yet?
Not yet.
Right. Well, Gladiator 2 star Paul Mescal remains in the running to replace Daniel Craig as 007, according to the bookies. So the Kildare actor, who's now 28, he's only 28.
Mm-hmm.
He's among 9 names priced shorter than 10-1 with the bookies in Ladbrokes, making the James Bond race closer than ever. Aaron Taylor Johnson, I don't know who he is, to be honest with you.
Mm.
There's a few names there, I actually don't know who they are.
I thought they'd announced your man as the definitive James Bond. He was like lauded in the papers as this is him.
No, because it was only the other day that I think the director or one of them anyway involved in the making of it, he gave a list of the requirements.
Yeah.
And I think you had to be 6'2" anyway was one of them.
Okay.
Is Paul Mescal that tall?
He's about 6'1", 6'2",
ish. Yeah.
I don't know. I think there's two men that could do this job.
Go on.
Tom Hardy.
Okay.
Tom Hardy, he has everything for a Bond. Or John Spillane. Just saying.
Fair play to me.
Shaken, not stirred. Woo woo! Okay, dad gags, take it away, sir.
These are terrible, though, lads.
I know.
But that means they're amazing.
They're good. Okay.
Anytime you go to the gym, you should take an apple with you. Otherwise, it's just a fruitless exercise.
Oh.
I told you.
Oh, dear. Lads, I'll tell you one thing. I would love to get paid for sleeping. I mean, that's the dream job, isn't it?
I used to run a dating agency for chickens. It was the only way I could make hens meet.
Superb. Oh, my God. My dad doesn't know who the Cookie Monster from Sesame Street is. He just calls him Cold Elmo.
Nothing from Roar on He's that
He's blue.
The rapper Missy Elliott recently opened an ice cream shop. Mm-hmm. On opening day, to attract customers, she sent out a message inviting the public to get your free cone.
Oh,
get your free cone. I called up my landlord and I said, I got a leak in my sink. He said, go ahead, no judgment here. Rory!
I quit my job as a postman on the very first day. Mm-hmm. I looked at the letter in my hand and I said to myself, this isn't for me.
Oh, good lord. Katie Jane.
Yeah.
I decided to sell my Hoover on done deal yesterday. Well, it was just gathering dust. No.
In Trinidad and Tobago, it'll cost you $2.50 for an apple pie. In Jamaica, it'll cost you $3.50. Those are the pirates of the Caribbean.
Apparently, the Romans invented Vaseline. Or was it ancient Greece?
Oh no.
My mathematician ex-girlfriend was obsessed with discovering the largest known prime number.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what she's up to now.
Stop the world and let me off.
The best part. She's gone.
Lads, sucking on someone's fingers is supposed to be seductive. My dentist got pretty upset. Final one to Rory.
I'll never forget my grandfather's last words to me. Stop shaking the ladder, you langer.
I have it 4-6 to roar.
It's three in a roar. Three in a roar.
Three in a roar.
My dad gag days are done, everybody.
I don't know. She'll come back.
Really?
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get up, Cork's good times.
Red FM.
You're in a relationship and your partner hands you a lotto ticket. There's 50,000 euro on that scratch card.
Nice.
Again, can we get the team's view on who gets the money? Katie Jane?
Share.
Kelly?
Oh, I want to be spoiled, rotten. I want a new house, new car.
The whole lot. With 50k, a new house.
Yeah. Look. In this economy, yeah.
Absolutely. Rory, what are you doing with the money?
The person that... to whom you have given the ticket owns the money and they don't owe you a penny.
You would think so, wouldn't you?
Yep.
Here's Lindsay.
You are, yeah.
Benny, stop it. Do you have to have three in a row? Win the number 7 and 7. Do you have to have three in a row?
No.
I'll have to win in 50,000.
What?
50 grand! I'm going to have to ring my mum. I'm going to get sick! Is this a mess of mine? Benny, you sp***!
Oh, good morning, Lindsay. How's it going?
Hi, guys. How are you?
You poor old divil. What a horrible partner you have.
I'm telling you now, 18 years in, like.
I was watching the video and you had that like 20 seconds of, oh my God, you've got 50k. And then he pulls the rug from under you. He bought you. Where did you get the fake scratch card?
Amazon. His friend John bought him off Amazon for him and they thought I'd be a fine culprit.
They were spot on.
Lindsay, did you kill him?
I was ringing my mum because we were down the range that day, and I was like ringing her to tell her, I was like, I could go down and get more Christmas decorations.
Aww.
I did every bit of expense.
Is he sleeping in the spare room now?
Yeah, well, did... He's still in the spare room. It has to be.
We're 9 years married this year, so
he definitely is, yeah.
We need it, sort of.
No,
but,
we listen
to ourselves every morning, you know, myself and my daughter, Frankie Rose, and on the school run. And I said Monday, Frankie, Chelsea Lee's TikTok is going all over the place. I said, they might ring us. She goes, Mam, you're joking. I said, they could ring us now, girl. She goes, if you get on to me, friend will ask him. He sends you into the I'm a Celebrity Jungle, man. She goes, he knows everyone. Frankie thinks me and Neil are off to Australia to the I'm a Celebrity Jungle.
Well, listen, we're not going to send you to I'm a Celebrity Jungle, but we'll send you to the Photo Jungle. I want to send you down to Wonderlights with the family. Is that all right?
Fantastic. Thanks so much.
After that lousy partner of yours whipped 50 grand out of your life. And what's his name, by the way?
Darren Hill, Benny, they call him.
Benny Hill. She's married to the greatest prankster of all time. We tried to get a hold of Benny. We couldn't get a hold of him this morning. But know this, Benny. Your scratch card manoeuvre was legendary.
Yep.
But you're not going to Wonderlights,
no.
Buddy. No.
He can stay at home.
Absolutely. Listen, I'm sorry that you lost your 50k, but I hope you have a beautiful time with the family. We'll send you down to Photo and have a great time down there, all right? It's Lindsay, everybody.
With KC. Money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
First, Keith is on the line. Good morning, Mr. McCarthy. How are we today?
Very good, Casey. How are you?
Not too bad, fella. So, Keith has all his Christmas shopping done. Is that what you're telling me? Your radio's on. Turn it down. Please. Jesus, yeah. Turns it up. The langer. Thanks very much, Keith. How's things? So you were telling me about your Christmas shopping. It's all done, right?
I tell you, this quiz could make it a lot better.
Yeah, we all need to balance the books in a few weeks. We're due another winner now. We had, it's been a couple of weeks on the pop quiz since we had one. 10 out of 10 is going to get you the money. And as well as that, if you get stuck on a question, buddy, just take a guess.
We're all rooting for you.
Keith McCarthy, here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Keith, what colour are the Minions?
Yellow.
But what hurling club are known as the Rockies?
Blackrock.
Wonderlights is happening where in Cork?
Wildlife.
Question number 4. Can you name a famous singer in the Wicked movie?
Ariana Grande.
What Irishman started Band Aid?
Bob Geldof.
What panto is in the Opera House this year? The Cork Opera House panto is called what?
Oh, God.
You really go to the ball. Say that again.
The Nutcracker.
Question number 7. What Irish band sing A Man Who Can't Be Moved? The Man Who Can't Be Moved.
The script.
Question number 8. Cherry Seaborn is the wife of what famous singer?
Cherry Seaborn.
Yeah,
oh,
quickly. Very famous lad with a guitar. Throw a guess.
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, question number 10. Sorry, 9. Hold on a second. I'm out of Hames of that, so I'm stopping the clock there. Paul Lenihan is the lead singer with what legendary Cork band? Paul Lenihan. I'll give you 5 seconds on that.
Frank and Walters
is correct. Well done, buddy. And we're out of time. Yellow Minions is correct. Black Rock Rockies all the way. Fota Gardens, you said the Wildlife Park. I'm not going to be picky on that one. I'll give it to you. Ariana Grande is correct. Bob Geldof, not Bob Marley. Started Band Aid.
Dude, they know it's Christmas man.
Cinderella's the panto, buddy. Cinderella. That's the one we were looking for. The script is correct, Ed Sheeran is correct, and Paul Lenihan is the legendary lead singer of the Frank and Walters. So
you were unbelievably close.
Well done, fella.
Massive.
Well done. Keith, we'll get you back again another day. In the meantime, it's a 50 euro voucher for Easy Living Interiors, all right?
That's perfect. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks for listening, Keith. Have a lovely day. Good luck to you, man.
Mix VIPs on Cork's Good Times, Red FM.
Katie Jane is in for Vic with the VIPs. What's happening?
What's happening is we have been told the highest grossing tour by a female artist of all time.
Oh, okay.
Would you have any guesses?
Ooh, highest growth. Is it Adele? It's got to be either Adele or it's got to be.
Think a big
Taylor
tour.
Swift. Taylor Swift. It's got to be Taylor Swift.
You would think so, or yeah. Beyonce. These are all the names.
Who's
you would
he?
Think. Is
would
that
be,
a band?
Have you been quoted there?
Would I tell you?
Go on. So,
Pink now has the highest grossing female tour of all time.
More than Swifty. Wow.
More than Swifty.
What is she taking in?
Raking in $585 million.
That can't
worldwide.
Be right. You won us done a billion in the Eras tour.
Hey,
I mean, I know we're just reading what's in the papers and everything,
I'm
and what's
Burgundy
online.
Here,
yeah,
man.
I know. Put it in front of you. She'll read it.
I have read the thing.
Yeah.
So her summer carnival surpassed Beyonce's Renaissance tour, which grossed $579.8 million last year.
Oh, it's last year's tour. Okay, yeah.
To put things into perspective, the summer carnival tour played 97 shows compared to Renaissance's 56.
Did you see that thing at the Pink concerts where she is lassoed from the stage across these kind of stay wires?
She's been doing that for years. Everyone just wants Pink to come down off the wires.
My anxiety went through the roof. I was like, when you get down, you'll get hurt. If that wire snaps, she'll be rocketed across the stadium.
Go down, Tommy.
Could you come down?
The official figures for the Eras tour aren't in yet.
Okay.
I'd say now.
She'll hockey it.
She could be surpassed.
I would put a guess that Taylor Swift will have made more on merch than Pink's entire tour.
You know what?
I wouldn't be surprised.
I would tend to agree.
Denzel Washington.
What's he up to?
He's just been Denzel Washington.
Amazing.
Given life advice. I just love this.
For any aspiring actors who want to break the boundaries, who want to push doors, exactly what you have done, what advice do you have?
Learn to act on stage. Mm-hmm. Don't rely on social media. Mm-hmm. Put it down. Turn it off. Shut up. Be quiet. Learn. Read. Relax. Get better. First part of your life, you learn. Second part of your life, you earn. Third part of your life, you return.
Can you be my therapist?
I already am.
Thank you so much.
And it'll cost you. That'll be,
yeah.
It'll be 50 quid.
Learn. Earn, return.
He didn't even stutter.
This stuff just flows out of him like chocolate lava.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. Switching on Christmas.
We had great crack with this last year.
Yeah.
We are looking for one school in Cork to be the official switcher honours of Christmas.
Amazing.
On this station. And we're doing it live on air on Thursday morning. The reason we're doing it on Thursday, we've got this old Jenny Lecky thing, general election on Friday. The Jenny Leck is happening.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of
down
you.
Down with the kids.
The Jenny Leck.
The general election is on Friday, and I think a lot of schools are actually closed, so we're moving it a bit earlier. And we're going to do it on Thursday morning. We will call around to your school, bring the red patrollers. Kira will be there. We'll bring some treats. We'll bring some stickers and pens and sweets for the little people.
Sounds like a bribe.
And then we're going to shut down the shop in the Halla Moor have the biggest party as we launch Christmas live on air. So this is the bit we need to find a school. So on our Instagram, if you go to Red FM's Instagram page, hit follow and have a look at the post there. There is some photoshopping of my big potato head as Santa.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Jake did a great job.
He did.
I'm telling you, I'm going to be rocking that beard when I'm about 60. Like, the real deal will happen.
Why wait?
So if you want to win yourself your school officially switching on Christmas on Cork's Good Times Red FM, get to our Instagram or get to our Facebook and look for the post and just nominate your school. Tell us a little bit about them. Maybe you're a teacher there. Maybe you've got kids going to this place. And tell us why we should be visiting your school. One lucky draw tomorrow morning. And then on Thursday, we're going to call around and launch Christmas officially on the air. It's going to be absolutely magical.
Wake up to Red FM Breakfast with KC.
I wake up early every morning.
Cork's Good Times. Red FM.